Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did Casey and the Sunshine Band?
You always say that, dude.
Oh, I don't know why that was relevant in my mind. Who was it?
It was
the Smoker Doobie Brothers.
The
Temptations.
The Temptations before that.
Oh, okay. I was close. All right, so last night, we'll get back to the next calls here in a sec, 888-808-1019. Didn't really dive deep into the Mets game, and it was an impressive comeback win yet again. You expect it. I told you I was joking around with the 86 vibes. I'm really feeling good, strong vibes from this team. Total, complete unit, really no glaring weakness or need. Jeff McNeil has been coming back and having an impact, all of a sudden lengthening out that lineup. Soto is Soto, looking mean and nasty again, which is great. I love to see that. You saw the smack talk last night.
I did.
With Mackenzie Gore. I love that. Somebody else spoke on the matter last night. I don't know if you saw this.
Somebody else spoke on the matter last night. I heard some sound this morning. Bendy? Mm-hmm.
No,
it would have been Mendy. Who? Oh.
We had a message from the king. King Cohen decided to chime in with the state of his franchise after another incredible comeback. King Cohen took to social media, as he sometimes does. Quote, "This team keeps grinding away. Relentless! Exclamation point!" Short and sweet. The message from a king on his team that is atop the National League and rolling right now, BT, as we are in early June. The New York Mets are on fire.
Ah, wow, what an incredibly profound tweet that was. We're resilient.
You forgot something, Sal.
No, I didn't.
What?
Happy birthday, Steve.
I think, was it his wife's birthday
yesterday?
Other day?
Alex was yesterday, Steve's today.
Yeah, oh, happy birthday.
I did not know that. I mean, I'm not big on the birthdays, but happy birthday to King Cohen.
He didn't care about the birthday.
Where'd you find that? I didn't even put that in his tweet.
The Mets tweeted it.
Hey, by the way, it's my birthday.
Uh-huh.
The team keeps grinding away. Relentless! Exclamation point. But you know.
Why don't you read your tweet next?
86 vibes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Do you have it up word for word?
I said 86 vibes.
I'm feeling 86, or I'm seeing 86. Something about it. I want word for word.
I'm like the king. Simple vibes. 86 vibes. That was it.
86 vibes.
86 vibes. That's what I'm feeling.
Things are good right now. Business is good. I got nothing to say. Mets look good.
He usually, the last tweet from him that we got as it pertained to his ball club was May 20th. Welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season.
I remember that.
This too will pass.
I remember
LGM.
That. Yeah. So I remember that.
He picks his spots
he
here.
He does.
And you know last night he was feeling good. All right, so what? If they would have lost to the Nationals, no big deal. And now they're at home and it's rare that they lose in the first game back off a successful road trip. But it was nice to get that feeling in the ballpark. Mets come back and win. Soto contributing. And the king, while it was short but sweet, let everybody know how he's feeling about his ball.
He should be feeling pretty good. And by the way, I don't know when he tweeted this, and I'm sure he said it as well, but one of his previous positions about Met fans doing their job and showing up to watch the team was once again validated. 38,000 plus, I believe almost 39,000 paid.
Against the Nats?
Against the Nats on a Tuesday night, which is really the kind of game that we always pick, like, you know, Tuesday against the Marlins, yeah, Wednesday yeah. against the Nats. Like, you yeah. can't have 16, 17,000. That's changed. So, no, they business is good. There's nothing to say.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. There's a lot of baseball to go. The good news is that you guys have some pitching reinforcements. These are things we've talked about the Mets for a while. They seem to have a little knack for, they're showing a, put it this way, the resilience that showed at the end of last season
right.
has carried into this season.
And you know what the difference is last year to this year?
Well, now the difference is they believe that they're that team. Last year they were going through for the first time, maybe not sure as a right. group. If they were, that's probably one of
that's,
the things.
That's
what else?
Definitely one. What were the main talking points throughout the course of the regular season last year?
During the regular season, well, Alonso was a disaster.
Right.
I mean, there were a couple.
What were some of the other things that were getting highlighted? Sometimes
the Anthos was doing really well.
The things that frustrated me, even when they were successful, that were getting highlighted.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I mean, we've had so many conversations about this. It's probably something simple that I'm missing. Give me it.
Grimace.
Oh, yeah.
OMG.
Yeah. I miss those gimmicks. Let's go.
No gimmicks.
Bring them back.
This is just a good
ball club. You still have dancers tap dancing
fine.
Around
that's
the top
fine.
Of
that's
the
That's entertainment. That's not gimmicks.
Some gimmick.
It was the OMG, the Iglesias. Nobody said a peep about Hoctua. Iglesias. You know why? Yeah. Hoctua.
They can't believe Hoctua throughout the first pitch.
The grimace stuff was all geez. About the big purple grimace
and
that nonsense.
Yeah. Concerts post-game.
Yeah, those are entertainment. Those are separate. I'm going to keep that separate.
Okay.
But there was a point where Grimace was getting credit for the Mets.
Yes, he was. Remember the article they wrote about you in the Post?
Yeah, because I was upset that...
But the picture of you yelling into the mic and it said Sal Licata, known... something like known Grimace hater or non-Grimace aficionado. Yeah. It was just the way they were, it was hysterical.
Right, when the Mets are bad, it's like, oh my God, this team sucks. Rip the players, rip the coaches, rip the owner. When they're good, it's, hey, look at Grimace. It's because he threw out the first pitch. No gimmicks. This year, there's none of that purple stuff. There's no OMG stuff. It's just a good ball ball club with good ball players that have vibes. What?
I got the article. I got the article, dude. Hold on. Look at this guy. Here it is. Sal Licata, known hater of Grimace. And they have, look at the look that you're giving into the camera.
Oh, God.
You look pissed off, right? And it starts out, let's see. The headline here, this is funny. WFAN host Sal Licata hates Grimace getting credit for Mets' rise. Sal Licata may as well be the hamburglar with the way he's stealing credit from Grimace.
Yeah.
Licata, WFAN's hot take extraordinaire.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah. Spent the last 2 days discrediting the purple face, or as Licata called it, the quote, fat purple ass.
I don't remember.
This is fantastic.
I don't remember saying that. Yeah.
Do we have a quote from Sal? Okay, here we go. I understand nobody really thinks Grimace is responsible for this, but what you don't understand is that everybody that references Grimace is making a mockery for the Mets, Sal said on Tuesday.
Yes.
The Mets earned the credit here, not because of some goofball mascot, fat purple ass. I'm so tired of Grimace. That is great. That is awesome.
I'm going to get that printed out. That right is pretty there. Funny. But yes, point is we don't have to deal with that. Now it's about the ball players.
Yeah, for now.
Alonso, Soto, Lindor, McNeil, the pitchers, Mendy.
I agree.
Stern.
I'm with you.
And I'll tell you a little something that makes it... It makes me feel complete as a baseball fan. It's silly, but Acuna last night pinch running in the 10th inning.
Flying home.
When you can deploy, and he's not just, this is not Terrence Gore.
No, I know what you're saying,
He's somebody that has value.
Huh?
He's a young player that has value, offensively, defensively, obviously on the base paths. That's showing how deep this team is when you got weapons like that that can contribute in different ways. The New York Mets are freaking loaded.
They're good. They're really good. Loaded strikes me as a little strong. Of course, I'll come across as the hater.
No, I'm not trying to.
Only because of the bottom of the order. And I know it's picked up. McNeil's been hot. He had a big, two bombs. He had three, four hits in Colorado that Sunday. So McNeil's swinging the stick pretty well. You know, there's still some of the averages. This is nothing new. It's going to take time for me to change my perception of the lower third of the order. But there's no doubt. Like, this is not gimmicks. This is not a cute little story. Maybe it started that way a year ago with the gimmicks. And then it morphed into, all right, we're not messing around. We're going to beat the Phillies. And, you know, great, granted, we got outscored, you know, thoroughly in the Dodgers series, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers. And then you come in, steal Soto in the offseason, and here we are. The Mets have what, 42, 43 wins, something like that?
43 and 24.
What are you guys up in the 5.5, 4.5?
Five.
I mean, that's a pretty. Is it over yet?
No, not over yet. They get a chance to put the hammer down, though. And they're, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to ruin it.
But it just.
The feel. Remember the feel we talked about coming into the year where it was almost like, oh, the Braves are on another level, or the Phillies might be, or the Dodgers might be, but we'll see what happens. Anything could happen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That feel has completely changed. Right now, to me, and that's why I said 86 vibes, because I remember feeling the feel, well, obviously in hindsight, watching the video many times, but you knew what type of powerhouse that team was. That's the type of feel I have now. I didn't have that in 2015. I had it in 2006. Obviously, we know how that ended, but in 2006, I felt this way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel even better now about this team than I did about the team in 2006. I believe this. I didn't feel it last year.
Yeah.
Even in 2022, I felt good about it, but not to this extent.
I remember.
I really just gut feel like the Mets have as good a chance, if not a better chance, than anybody else to be the World Series winner this year.
Okay, and I'm not going to push back on that. Mets are one of the best teams in baseball. It's a very fair statement. So what you just said about the 86 Mets, right? I did live it. You know,
the videotape
we always talk about. All right, so I was watching it every night. The Mets were, their star power was ridiculous. But what that Mets team had as well, and it kind of gets glossed over, even though everybody knows it, that actually lived through it, they had really good role players. Yeah, think about the first two spots in the lineup. You had platoon. Yeah. We talk about this. Mookie or Dykstra. Tuffle or Backman. Kevin Mitchell starting to get some run in left field. You know, Ray Knight or Hojo at third. It wasn't just Keith, Darryl, Gary,
right,
and obviously Doc, El Cid, Rick Aguilera. Like, they had these pieces that just kind of showed up out of nowhere,
but
man.
Don't you think this team is similar in that
regard? That's where I'm kind of going. They have very useful contributions. Now, to say that it's going to reach that level, I'm not going to do
knows?
That. But they've got the Acuna thing. They've got useful contributions.
Beatty.
They've got
Mauricio.
Yes, I'm feeling that. I think the Mets have a lot more purposeful, useful players that round out the roster than they've had, more so than any other good team that they've had this century.
And
I really believe that.
And they're not, that's kind of the point.
I know.
And they're not even fully whole.
I know.
And it's not like, well, they definitely need, I still think they could use, if I could get one thing, it would be a center fielder.
Yeah.
A guy with a decent bat.
Yep.
Whether it's Duran from Boston, whose name keeps coming up, whether it's Cedric Mullins, something like that. I don't know if there's a better one that's going to be available, but that's the one, to me, area of weakness that you could identify. But even with that, like, I like Tyrone Taylor a lot. You know, the DH spot, you know, assuming Vientos come back healthy and maybe contribute, you get Winker back healthy at some point. But, I mean, they're pretty much, even without those guys, you're not missing them.
What's the biggest weakness here? Is it defense? I know Taylor's great in center. We know that. Lindor's a stud.
No.
Beatty's looked very serviceable. You know, Pete's a little hit or miss with the throws, but he catches the ball.
Saying,
what is the weakness
I don't think they have a clear weakness. The way that maybe I would answer would be my biggest concern about this team in the postseason, and it would still probably be a combination of starters being able to do what they're doing now consistently in the postseason,
mm-hmm,
combined with the wear and tear on the bullpen. But I also believe they're going to get another arm in the bullpen,
yeah,
which should help. But that would be it, just the pitchers that are – it's not that I don't believe in them, because I do. I believe in what the Mets' plan is, and I believe in their pitchers. But are they going to need more to get them over the top in the playoffs? Now, Manaea coming back healthy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And being fresh now throughout, that's a big weapon possess.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I don't really expect a ton from Montas, but who the hell knows what they're going to do in a lab? I don't really think,
I'm not trying to say this to be cocky, but I don't think they have a weakness. I mean, a glaring weakness.
Pardon me. I was going to say, do you have enough left-handed hitting? I mean, Lindor's a switch. Soto's a lefty. Beatty's playing more and more. He's a lefty.
Nimmo's looking a little bit better.
Winker will come back at some point. Just as a, you know, I'm not seeing him play every night. But listen, I think that if you run through all the top teams in baseball, there are some flaws here. I mean, this is a little tiny thing, but not tiny to me. Yeah, you know, the Yankees had a setback with Jay Cousins coming back from the bullpen. He went back for imaging in his elbow, so that's not good. So as Loizaga is trying to find his way and some other higher leverage spots that it was assumed that Jay Cousins would slide into, the Yankees are going to absolutely have to make like an addition for the bullpen.
Yeah, maybe they have a clear need there.
Yeah, right? I'd have to examine the Dodgers a little bit more, but there's not a team in baseball that is sitting pretty without a potential flaw.
Right.
And the Mets are no different. What is satisfying, and I think what emboldens you, is that the strengths far outweigh the weaknesses. Enjoy the ride, man. Mets
I
feel good.
Feel good about this team as I felt about any Mets team in my lifetime. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Isaac is calling from Long Branch about those Mets. What's up, Isaac?
BT and Sal, big fan of the show. How you guys doing?
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Awesome. What's happening, buddy?
So I was listening to the show the other day when you guys were talking hypothetical Mets trade, the Ben Rice for Beatty, and I figured I'd call in when I have a chance. BT said something that triggers him about this Mets team is there's nothing really great. You take that back now, BT?
No, not necessarily. No, and by the way, I'm sure as people maybe hear this for the first time, I'm sure, as I always do, provided some context to that. I can provide more. I mean, listen, their great players are great, are really good. But I don't know that anybody could really dispute the bottom third or the last four hitters a little soft. And, you know, even Sal, who's all in on the team, and I get it, you know, the starting pitching, there's a lot of names that haven't done the race from start to finish. So I think the Mets are really, really good. They're not perfect, if that's what you're saying.
Thank you for the call, Isaac.
Good call.
Yeah, I don't think there needs to be. I guess the point was, I forget, until he just brought it up there. I guess you did say there was no area that they're great at. I would dispute that and say that they have been great in areas. It's just a matter of if who's proven in the rotation that has been great before? Like what you could say with the Yankees, well, Max Fried has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gerrit Cole, when healthy, he has been great. Senga's been good before, but not to that level of greatness. But I would argue that the guys that they've had before that were proven great, sometimes they didn't show up big in big spots anyway. So what Stearns has done with his pitching has been great. Obviously, Soto, Lindor, Alonso have been proven to be great at times in their career, if not the majority of their careers, and certainly this year. So those, to me, would be the two greatest strengths or greatness of them. But as a whole, that's what's really appealing to me.
Well, there's no doubt. And I mean, you know, the rotation, I gave you the number before. The Mets have the best DRA in baseball.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, the Yankees have the highest OPS. We were kind of talking about that. So both of our baseball teams are doing great things, literally backed up by statistics. Nobody has a better ERA. Nobody's got a better OPS than the Mets. You know what I mean? Yankees and the Mets with the OPS and the ERA. But again, I just want to look at this just to make sure I'm not missing anything. All right, so when I get to... Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that I don't think that the Mets can win it. I'm not saying that. But if you ask me for a weakness, or maybe more specifically, what do they do great, I might, even though the numbers are great with the ERA, I can't say I think the Mets lineup is great when you're rolling out, you know, Nimmo, who's hitting 230, Torrens, who's hitting 240, Taylor, who's hitting 236, Beatty, who pinch hits, hitting 226. Acuna, who I do like, is hitting 240. McNeil's getting hot, but he was in the 230s for a while. And Mauricio, I'm not even going to grade him. It's too young. I like his power and his quick twitch, but he's hitting 227. Now, that's also kind of baseball in the year 2025.
Right.
That's become baseball. And maybe it's taken me a little longer to condition my mind that even, you know, and the Mets are one of the best teams, but many of the best teams have two, three softer spots in the order. It just is what it is.
Also, they've done this without Soto really being a main contributor until now. He's starting to get it going. The Mets are eighth in the league in runs scored. They're first in the league in runs allowed.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the balance that the Knicks lost.
Correct.
Knicks were great with defense early. They couldn't score as much. Then they start to score. They stopped stopping people. Whereas, so you tell me the Mets have the best ERA and the eighth most runs scored.
Yeah, runs allowed fewest, eighth most runs scored. The differential is fourth in baseball right now.
I mean, so you could score runs with frequency, much more frequently, and in bushels, more so than your competition, and you give up the fewest. I mean, how is that not good enough for everybody?
Yankees,
it's very good.
Yankees third in runs scored, and 10th in runs allowed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just to give you
I get it. I get it. I mean, I think I'm looking forward to seeing Luis Gil come back. You know, I love where the Yankees are, but this is a Mets thing. I don't even need to get to the Yankees right now. The Mets look really good.
The Yankees are second in run differential. Cubs are first. Tigers are third. I mean, Dodgers are fifth behind the Mets, just to give you some numbers. But I do think the Mets are, I love that they're a well-rounded, balanced baseball team. I think they could score with the best of them. And I think, obviously, they can pitch and play defense with the best of them. You could always improve, sure. And I worry about how it's going to end up in the postseason. But right now, I'm excited about this ball club.
And they got some athleticism. They got some young, lively bodies that can, you know, bounce around those bases. That's always going to play in a baseball season, which is laborious. It's long. You know, if you have younger guys on the roster like Acuna, not the Beatty flies, but Mauricio's a quick twitch guy, that only is going to yield an energy and I think maybe elevate them even more. I know you got something to read here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, as much as we kind of weave the Yankees in a little bit, there's something about the Yankees that I saw this morning has nothing to do with the actual team that I saw that bothers me. I got to get it off my chest a little bit. My dad loves the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Loves them. I think that entire generation does. I think it was like their Beastie Boys. the way we love the Beastie Boys, they rocked with the Beach Boys.
Good Christmas song as well, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not an album, but they have a pretty good Christmas song.
God, they had so many hits, Sal.
Yeah, I
Beach
think Boys. They had
surfing, everybody's surfing now, everybody learning now. I think that was them.
409 was a pop.
Yes.
My father was in a car race.
Yes.
So that was a big one. My 409.
Yes.
Anyway, this RIP Brian Wilson. Huh. This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. I know you said you had something on the Yankees you wanted to get to.
Yeah. So, you know, listen, one of the things that I've always loved about baseball is the great tradition in baseball. And one of the greatest traditions for me is an old-timers day. I mean, what is more pure than an old-timers day? You know, we welcome back, blah, you know. And the Yankees, obviously, it's been diminished over the years because Whitey's no longer with us and Yogi's no longer with us and many of the greats, Mickey, Joe, you know, they're all gone. And it becomes more of a personalization of what we actually watch. There's Bernie, there's Reggie, there's Nettles,
right.
if you watched him, if you're old enough to watch those Yankees play. And I say that because, you know, the Yankees have changed the way they've done their whole old-timer situation. The last time they actually had a game was in 2019.
Wow, that long ago, huh?
Yes. Now, I know the Mets brought it back, and I know a lot of Mets fans are pumped up about that. Oh, it was a good move by the Mets. Now, to be fair to the Yankees, they decided to cut it short like everybody else did, 20 and 21, clearly impacted by COVID. And what they did after that in 23 and 24, for 23, They honored the 98 team for the 25th anniversary, and in 24, it was the 2009 15th anniversary. So they were able to circumvent getting on the field and playing an actual game by honoring teams. And it was like a Q&A on the field with Susan Waldman.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Which I watched and I enjoyed. Right. It was pretty cool. So they're going to get away from that, and they're going to kind of meet us in the middle, and they're going to go back to a game, but it's a salt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Softball game. So that's the part I don't understand. Listen, if you don't do the old timers day because guys are too old and you don't want them to get hurt, well, then you can still get hurt playing softball. I don't understand why it's going to be softball.
It makes no sense.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't understand. If the Mets, did you see the Mets are doing an alumni game?
Something like Shea versus City? Yeah, I saw that.
But I don't, they're not calling it old timers day, maybe because the old timers day is kind of a Yankee thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did do that years ago. Cohen brought it back. To your point, it was great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now they're doing an alumni game in September, but they're playing
baseball.
Yeah, like if you're playing, to your point, if you're playing on the field, what's the difference what ball you use?
It shouldn't. I don't think there is a difference. I mean, you can shred an ACL or rupture an Achilles or blow out a labrum by throwing a softball or running the bases after you hit a softball
into
the gap.
Easy. You don't need to be a hero out there. Just
yeah.
Go.
You know, the thing that, I don't know, I wonder how much of this is driven by Jeter, because Derek Jeter said that he will, nobody will ever see him hit again, ever. Meaning he's not going to the old, he'll show up and he'll wave. Remember, Joe DiMaggio, for a while, at the end before he passed away, Joe DiMaggio would not come out in a Yankee uniform. He would come out in a suit. Like Joe kind of presented himself above the mantles and the bearers. Like they came out, you know, as older men wearing uniforms, and Joe came out all distinguished and dapped up with a suit. All right, that's his choice. I'm not saying that that's Derek's angle, but I hope the Yankees aren't just reacting to, well, I mean, how many more old-timers do we have? And if Derek says he's never going to play, maybe we just mess around and we just do softball. Like, well, I hope it's not just based on Jeter.
But couldn't he go and just coach the team or whatever?
Yeah,
or
you like, know, he'll do something like that, I would imagine.
Right, so then what's the difference? What, he's going to step in the batter's box and hit a softball and that's different?
No, like, no, I don't think he's going to play softball either. But I think, I'm thinking maybe, no, I don't think he'll do that.
Right.
But if they're saying, all right, listen, Jeter's not putting on the uniform and he's not going to play baseball anyway, so let's kind of just have a little fun, make it a little goofy and play a little softball with O'Neill and Tino and Coney and Flaherty mic'd up. Okay, I'm not saying that I won't watch it. I record that stuff.
Yeah.
And I carve out when the kids are asleep and I will get back. And I like that. I love the history and I enjoy it. But softball? Let's play baseball.
I think it's a cool thing to do. I don't know if you need to do it every year. I know the Yankees did that, and it was always one of the more special events at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, my God. It was the special event.
Yeah, exactly right. Every year you look forward to that.
Yes. That's
like, it's entertainment. It's sports fan. I don't know if you, like, if I were the Mets, I wouldn't be doing it every year. Maybe every other year, maybe every 3 years, maybe every 5 years.
Yeah.
Keeps it fresh and special. Also, the Mets, nobody else either, has the amount of old-timers that the Yankees have.
No.
But when you start rolling out guys like Homer Bush, no offense, you're jumping
right.
The shark.
Like, it's absolutely. It's been very diminished here. Do you realize that there was a point, I don't know when it started, I don't know when it ended, but like, and I think the Mets did this as well, like the Red Sox, the Yankees, there would be an old-timers day, so it would be like the Red Sox old-timers against MLB old-timers. Hmm. So, what I mean, listen, I'm just kind of spitballing here, but, you know, I feel like when we talk about the NBA, like, well, we do reference, you know, Ruth and some of the titans of the game, but I feel like some, like the Griffies and guys like that, like they're kind of glossed over. Would it be the worst thing for baseball's growth and branding and imaging if you actually had once a summer, like a traveling band of Major League Baseball, you know, retired, Hall of Fame titans of the game, and they actually get on the field with the Yankees old-timers or the Mets old-timers?
Would not be a bad idea at all. I don't know if they could do it logistically and how
they
make it.
Why not? They used to.
There's a lot of, a lot of
travel. Now there's charters. I mean, back then they weren't charter. I mean, they did it back then.
I'm not opposed to it. I like the idea of getting the old-timers together. It's nostalgia. It's, oh, yeah, I remember that guy, and whatever year it may be. And as we get older, it's more important to us.
Yes.
You know, for the 20-year-old, they don't really care. There's not that great reference point.
Yeah, but hold on. I cared when I was 20. So did you.
Well, different, though, for the Yankees. Mets didn't have it.
I see what you're saying.
At least when I remember growing up. Different for you because you're seeing these legends that you heard about,
mm-hmm.
and Mantle and DiMaggio, whatever.
Rizzuto still coming out and waving. Yeah, I hear
it's
you.
Like, and now for me, it's cool. Oh, look, Todd Zeal or Benny Agbayani or Robin Ventura, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very cool that the Mets are doing it. I love it. Those are games that I want to go see because I love those guys for providing me moments back then. I don't know you need that every single year. And if you are going to do it, you shouldn't be playing softball. You could throw a hard ball. It's harmless.
Play wiffle ball in 5 years? I mean, just come on.
Yeah, BT, it's Al on the fan. This baseball brief was brought to you by Guinness Stout. It's a lovely day for a pint of Guinness. All right, let's get back to the Knicks calls here, BT. But before we do that, 888-808-1019, there is Shams speaking on Pat McAfee. I caught this before during one of the breaks. I wanted Hoff to play it here for us on the air so we could all hear it. Shams Charania is on Pat McAfee show talking about the Knicks and their head coaching search. Let's take a look.
When you fire a coach who made it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, and you don't really, it doesn't seem like they had a direct path to a coach, whether it's someone that's available like a Taylor Jenkins, a Michael Malone, a Mike Brown, whether it's a coach from another team. Like, this is not the first time a coach from another team might move. But as I reported last night this morning, the Knicks made permission requests over the last 24, 48 hours on Chris Finch of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ime Udoka of the Houston Rockets, and this morning, Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. All three were given swift denials. I'm told, like these were the reactions. Teams are saying no, hanging up. Teams are saying F no. Teams are saying, like, having the owner call and say, what is, like, we're not doing this. And so I think, like, those were the reactions that I heard from those three denials. And so now the Knicks, where they're going to go from here, I think one thing, they're going to keep an open mind on all these candidates. I do give them credit for trying to see what could be out there with some of these available coaches. But again, this is a very unorthodox process by the Knicks in their front office and James Dolan, that ownership group. But if they end up with a coach that they wanted, you know, from the beginning, maybe it's someone we know.
What about you, Shams? Why don't you go coach him?
Big city Shams.
I don't understand how they fire.
Oh, wow, so funny.
And you don't have a guy. And you asking guys that are already under contract with somebody, that's beyond me.
They are doing a live show. So that was Shams on the Pat McAfee show doing a live broadcast outside of Indiana, the whatever you call the arena there.
Yeah, I forget they changed the name. It's not Invesco anymore.
Market Square Arena.
No, it's definitely not Field that, House, dude.
Ahead of Game 3, which I'm assuming is tonight in the NBA Finals. So that's why you heard the crowd background noise there. But
yeah, I mean.
Not just no. Bleep
hell no.
No.
Get lost, no. Stay in your lane, no.
Yeah. Like, dude, that's not a good look for the Knicks.
Forget about the look. I really don't care what the look is. I care what the plan is. And because they doors are slamming in their face incredibly fast, it tells me that they did not collect an ounce of intel before they fired Tom Thibodeau. Hence, here we are. Right now, it is a mess. Undeniable. It's a mess.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jerry is in Comac. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, BT and L.I. Sal, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Jerry?
I think Dolan is listening to us. I think he should offer entice LeBron to come to the Knicks. Let him be a player coach. He'd be great at it. If he denies it, they should offer it to MJ. I think they need player coaches. That's what they need. Guys that play and can coach.
Yeah.
You want MJ to play?
That would take him. No, not MJ, but of course LeBron.
What about
and
Will?
Let Dolan offer LA a big chunk of money and let him get LeBron.
I mean,
and you'll see them win the championship.
Not Jared.
One other thing,
buddy.
A little tidbit. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, you Jerry?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, you don't think LeBron would coach? Huh?
What's your tidbit, no. Jerry? We'll address that after you hang up. What's your tidbit?
Okay, I coached Anthony Volpe's father, Dr. Mike Volpe, for 3 years in football. Mm-hmm. He was a great little player.
Nice,
tough safety, tough cornerback.
Okay,
great guy.
There you go.
But going back to basketball, think somebody else. Don't think a coach. Think
Jerry,
MJ.
Jerry,
maybe he wants to coach him.
Jerry, we love you.
Get his boys in there.
Jerry, we got to go. We love you, Jerry.
See you, Jerry.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. We appreciate the support, you listening and taking the time to call. That call was outrageous.
I think if we gave him 30 more seconds, Dr. Volpe would have been his choice to coach the Knicks.
He got me curious with the tidbit.
I know where he was going.
Oh, I got a tidbit for you. I'm like, oh, all right, well, what's that? We'll get to the other stuff, but what's the tidbit you got, man? That's what you drop on it? Your Coach Volpe's father in football? Who cares?
He's good safety.
Yeah.
Good little scrappy player. Little player.
Maybe Jerry wants to throw his hat in the ring. You did coach football. You coach. Maybe you go out there and coach the Knicks.
Michael Jordan.
Come on, dude.
LeBron.
Now, I will say that LeBron, this is nuts for even me. Like, LeBron coming here as a player coach is not the worst idea in the world.
Especially terrible.
Why not? You bring LeBron in? I mean, dude, at this point, considering what might happen here.
I can't stand LeBron. I'm over him.
Yeah, but you got to let that go.
I'm not letting anything go. I don't want him.
You got to let it go.
Nothing.
You hate Durant. You're letting all your biases here get in the way of the Knicks building a better team.
He's 40.
So what?
Yeah, if he's 20, 25, I'll forget. You know, I'll let the biases get in the way. Don't want him.
He's still productive. No, you'd rather have Landry Shamet than a 40-year-old LeBron?
Well, LeBron's getting 50. Shamet's getting about $5 million a year.
Come on, dude.
Shamet knows his role. LeBron still thinks he's the man.
So you don't want KD. You don't want LeBron.
No, I'm okay with KD now. I've softened on KD.
You want Landry Shamet, though.
Well, it's the 7th, 8th man. Sure, keep him around.
Yeah, I mean,
39% from three.
But if you get LeBron,
don't pull me back into the Shamet conversation.
If you get LeBron, now you can push Josh Hart back to a 7th man or 6th man, whatever you want to see. You know
what
I mean?
We could do that, unless Coach LeBron thinks he's a starter.
I'd take Coach LeBron. I'd take Coach LeBron over Coach Johnny Bryant. Hey, you think Tyronn Lue's really coaching those teams with LeBron on it? Come on. You think J.J. Redick is coaching this team? Come on.
Here's what I do think. You know, and we've said it, and hell, I've even said this into a microphone over the air. Over the years, I can win with that team. I probably said it back in the day a couple times, like with Joe Torre. I can win 90 games with these guys, you know? Just Jeter, you know, Tino, O'Neal in the 3 spot.
Yeah. Boone real good. Pencil and Aaron Judge name in the lineup. Ooh, Booney, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. And we say that, and we couldn't sound like bigger idiots when we actually say it. Because, you know, the work, like, I know what people mean, and I know what you mean. We say, well, LeBron coaches the team anyway, but he really doesn't. You know, LeBron's got juice. LeBron's got influence, but LeBron's not coming up with defensive sets.
All right,
he's
how
not
about
calling
Meta
timeout.
And LeBron? The combo of Meta and LeBron.
Mm.
Yeah, dude, sorry.
Meta.
Hey, Meta's got
I love him, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, people love that chat. No, listen. If Meta, I would love to see him as an assistant. I truly would.
You think he's got a mind for the game?
Yes,
clearly?
I do. I know he does.
Okay.
An intellect that has been overlooked based on the volatility of his personality, which, by the way, has calmed down considerably.
Right.
I think his brains, his aptitude, his goodness has been overrun by incidents when he was younger, that and he needed some medical help, and he got it, by the way.
A lot of good there.
I love Meta. You have to sell me on Meta.
Ready for the challenge, ready for New York. So I'm saying, so a Meta-LeBron combo.
No, I'll take, here's what I will take. I will take a, I don't think they're getting Jay Kidd, dude. I'll take Mike Brown.
Oh,
I know, you don't like that one at all. Mike Brown and Meta.
I mean, all right, if Meta's involved, I'd be okay with that, I guess.
What's going to happen with Brunson? Brunson's dad, that's what's going to happen. Why is Mike Brown going to keep him around?
Because he has to.
Well, then we're already doomed if that's the case.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't you think we already are?
And I don't mean that as a knock. That sounded rude to Brunson. I don't mean that.
No.
Like forcing somebody on a coach who's coached for 13 years doesn't sound like good business.
But you would assume it's going to happen.
It might. Probably will. Probably more yes than no. Here we go.
They got rid of a guy who was a known commodity and the superstar. Like, it'd be different if Jalen Brunson came out and said, I can't play for this guy anymore.
Meaning he's dead?
I don't care. No. I don't care what Carl Anthony Towns says or Mikal Bridges. Yeah. With all due respect.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And I think those are the two who spearheaded this.
So do I.
Oustering.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Okay.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you listen to Jalen Brunson? Now you're going to remove the guy that Jalen Brunson liked and was successful for Mike Brown? What? Who's not even clearly your first choice? Like, it'd be one thing if they said, Mike Brown's the guy.
Yeah.
I got to have him. He's available. I love his offensive mind. He was with the Warriors, did some good things with the Kings.
Yeah.
I got to have Mike Brown. Maybe get LeBron here. Who knows? Mm. Whatever your thinking is.
Sure.
It'd be one thing if they were definitive, clear about that's the guy. He clearly wants it. They're asking for everybody under the sun. And they're being denied. Left and right.
Rejected.
Yes. Good God. All right.
Feels like we're going backwards here pretty quick. I hope this thing gets stabilized soon. We cannot have our Knicks transform back into what they were.
At least
I can't take it.
At least give us a year or two.
Yeah.
It can't revert. Get us through the strike. Whenever the baseball strike.
After the 26th season with baseball.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Boost Mobile. Reliable nationwide coverage for $25 monthly. I just noticed Hoff, who had the sausage, egg, and cheese before.
Yep.
I look across the screen right now.
What's he eating now?
Eating a bagel with cream cheese now.
Yes, I'm a raisin.
I mean Hoff.
Come on, a sausage, egg, and cheese and a bagel is on 12:30. I say this because I'm jealous. Yes, I wish I could have eaten the sausage, egg, and cheese. And by the way, I heard that Boomer did not even get a sausage, egg, and cheese this morning. Apparently, they only brought two.
No, and Hop got his grubby fingers on one.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe that's why Boomer didn't get it.
Apparently, what happened is, I'm not going to name names.
We will eventually.
Somebody grabbed one of the two that were there.
Hop.
Boomer went out to look. It was not there.
Oh, boy.
Somebody placed it back after the fact, realizing they didn't indeed want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Hoff went by and scooped it.
He's got it.
So it was stolen twice.
Yes, I believe somebody took it initially, and then you just happened to go by and saw it. And I was like, oh, here's a sausage.
Listen, that's a community table. You know that.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I learned a lesson, too. So when I come down the hall back in 2013, I don't know the rules at the Fan. I'm just kind of being me.
Right.
And Greg's obviously here, Boomer. They always had food in their office. And I don't know. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I just started a national network, and they bring breakfast every day. So I'm really not trying to be an ass. I'm just assuming that it's okay for me to walk in. Yeah, walk in the first time or two. I think Eddie may have even been in there. Hey, what's up, Eddie? I just walk in. Yeah. I go over to the bag. I start cutting things up. Dude, like, it's my office. Like, in hindsight, and eating their food. I'm like, what? Like, nobody really, I think they were making fun of me on the air. Nobody really said anything like a jerk, but it was quickly established, like, number one, this is not your office, and number two, this is not your food.
That's great, the unwritten rules. Oh, man, BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019. I can still picture you doing that as well. Just walking in there. Oh, this is great. And then you learn quickly, like, oh, I guess we don't get breakfast here every single day.
BT and Sal. Can we get paid?
BT and Sal on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. All right, we've been talking Knicks the majority of the day. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. We'll continue the conversation until we say goodbye. Chris is in Flemington, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. So thanks for having me on. Isn't it possible, don't you think for a minute, that maybe this whole Knicks coaching search isn't a chaotic mess? Maybe it's just the opposite? For the reason that BT said a couple hours ago, that this is a great job, right? You got an owner who's willing to pay.
You play in the Mecca, a city that goes wild when the team is good.
Mm-hmm.
You got two all-stars in the starting lineup. You got two wings that can defend and shoot, right? It's a good job, and right now it's the only opening in the NBA.
Yep.
Right? So what's Leon Rose? He's an agent. He's not just an agent. He's a super agent. He knows how to negotiate.
Well, he's not an agent anymore, though.
Well, but that's his
background. Yep.
Right?
Good.
So if he had a blue-chip free agent client, right, that
uh-huh.
comes up for free agency, which is equivalent to what this opening is right now based on the market,
uh-huh.
he's not going to shop him with one team, right? He's going to cast a wide net, which is what they're doing, in my opinion, including making it a 10-horse race, not a 1 or 2-horse race.
Yeah, I don't feel right? that, Chris. Chris, you could ultimately... Yep, go ahead. Finish up. You're good. You're good.
But no. So with what you just had on about... Let's use Jason Kidd as the example. The Knicks reach out to the Mavericks, right? And
mm-hmm.
they want to talk about Jason Kidd. What do you think their answer is going to be? What's their first response going to be?
Well, it's going to be no right? to drive up the negotiation.
To drive up the negotiation and maybe bring Jason Kidd back to Dallas and say, hey, listen, guys, I'm interested in the job.
Yeah. No, I think right? that's now, all. But Nick, Chris, pardon me, Chris, thank you for the call. One thing that I think that you're missing is that, yes, I believe that it could still work out well for the Knicks. I think what's very confounding and really makes me uneasy as a Knicks fan is that it just seems, until there's counter evidence, that they were hasty or ownership was hasty, or I'll leave it open. They got rid of a really good coach, albeit one that I would have fired as well, without a definitive plan. They're just knocking on door after door after door. And it should be wrapped up by now.
The only reason why I would have been even open to the idea of making that move with Tibbs at this point was, okay, you want to win a championship, there's a championship head coach out there with Mike Malone. And if you wait till in season with Tibbs and it doesn't go right, you might lose the opportunity to hire Malone.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously not the case.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't even seem they want Malone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.